Welcome back.
Good. How's the foot?
Foot's good. It's good. It's a couple more weeks with the boot on and be good as new. It's good too. You'll get the chance to see him here shortly. He's walking around. Again, like I said earlier, you would not know that he's had the extent of an injury that he had. He's doing good. He's on track. Again, I'm not going to forecast when he's going to start doing normal, functional exercises. But he's doing good. He's doing everything, and probably ahead of schedule if I said that. But I'm not going to put it out there a timeline.
Guys back in the building and kind of starting this thing up again.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Good to see all their faces. You can tell a lot of them. You can tell they've been working out. Very well conditioned. I think they're happy to be back. Just good to be again coaching again. We missed that time with them. But it's a good time for our guys to be back in here. It is. It's time to get rolling.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Carl Klug told me a couple weeks ago that he's been looking forward to camp pretty much since about February 1st. Is that the feeling with everybody?
It's really interesting. Like I said, when the season was over with, that last meeting we had, it was like players wanted to stick around. It wasn't time for them to leave. They didn't want to go, and that's not usually. That hasn't been the case in a couple years prior to that. I think they felt like they still had more play in them. And so I know they're all anxious to get back in it. Are they anxious to get back into training camp today? I don't know if they're that anxious. But I think they're glad to be back and back in the phase one segment of it.
Can you talk a little bit about Jason McCourty and the decision to move on?
Yeah. We tried to make it really workable for both sides, and it just didn't come out that way, and we felt like again there's no good time whenever you have to let a player go, especially with Jason, who I have utmost respect. He's a consummate pro. I told that to the team this morning. If you want to see how to do things the right way and play a long career, how he handles himself on and off the field is what we want. And it's just unfortunate we couldn't work things out that we could stay together. And I think this is really a good time for both of us to move on.
Change this offseason has been in the secondary, not only Jason leaving, but also bringing in Logan, bringing in Cyprian. Your thoughts on how important that was?
Well, I think it's we look at every position again. I'll go. It's not just one we're focusing on. You can look at our linebackers. We made some changes again. Special teams, obviously, we've made some changes. It's. Again, it's always about what's best for the team, and John will tell you that that was what we felt was best for the team, who we brought in and who we've moved on from.
So you were trying to get Jason's cap number down?
Yeah, we talked about that. We had discussions about that. But for a number of reasons, there's more than just – it's not always about money. It's about opportunities. Yeah, it's a good draft for secondary, no question about it. Safeties and corners. We're looking at all positions as we always do. But again, that was my message this morning. Improving. That's another position. Like all of them, we need to improve.
Are you good with going with LeSean McCoy at this point, or is that a position that still needs to be filled?
No, I mean, if we play today, yes, we're gonna again see what
LeSean Sims.
Yes. I know who you meant. LeSean, he played. I thought he played better as the season progressed. He made some plays that we needed, some big plays down in the end zone and some deep balls. But as of today, we're looking at all positions in the draft.
Everybody here that you thought would be for the voluntary workouts?
Yes, we had two. Ben Kochka. Our corner and Derrick Henry were not here today. Other than that, it was a full house.
Did you expect those guys not to? I mean, did they give you advance notice they weren't going to be here, or you just
no? You really can't. We just the invites out. The letter went out to them months ago. We had them again, just again, it's not mandatory. So whoever showed today, but we weren't expecting nobody and not to show. We just
weight room stuff today? Is it mostly a water today or?
No, it was, we had a team meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. Went longer than we expected, just talking about a lot of things, heading in the direction moving forward from today on. And we had offense and defensive meetings, and we had our initial special teams meeting, which was important that the team was in here for that. So we got some good quality team or good quality meeting time for our phases. And then, but this phase one is definitely directed towards the strength and conditioning part of their of the phase.
Voluntary. Are you disappointed when guys don't show up, especially a guy like Derek, who was a big part of what you did?
No, you know, it's again, it's their choice. I'm not. Maybe I used to get disappointed. I'm not. No control over it. They. It's their option. It's their choice. It's whatever they feel is best for them. I do know this. We've had coaches down at Tuscaloosa for the workout. I've seen some video of Derek in the weight room. He's absolutely working out. So I know he's in great playing shape right now. So, no, I have no concerns about it and won't.
Are you allowed to reach out to him and ask why? Is that part of this? Or?
Yeah, we can do that, and that'll probably happen. I just really just found out, again, literally about 30 minutes ago who wasn't here. You know, once we get through the weights and the conditioning, then we basically have a better idea who's here and who's not here. We're not taking attendance when they walk in the building.
Among the things you learned, or your team learned last year, was how hard they were going to have to work under this coaching staff. I'm guessing that puts you ahead of the curve right now as opposed to a year ago.
It is. I feel like, you know, that was part of the message this morning. We talked about this time last year. There was a lot of changes going on. You know, obviously new GM, new coaches, new players, you know, in this meeting a year ago. The one thing we hadn't started to change and needed to, and that was who we were, our mindset, our identity. That started here last year. The message, that message was confirmed of where we're going with it, what we accomplished by playing with the way we want to play. So we are ahead of where we were a year ago by a long shot.
Along those lines as well, I heard from some guys that when the season started last year, losing didn't necessarily hurt enough, but that changed over the course of the season. Did you see that in your football team?
I don't know. Losing hurts a lot. I mean, that's. I don't know if there's a gauge on it. I know we can't start out like we did, and I think our guys learned how to win though. We just learned a lot about ourselves. It was a big new beginning. We had not played together. The offense, defensively, even special teams was learning how to play together and care about each other and playing for each other. And you know, we began to win games because of that afterwards, but certainly can't start off the way we started last year.
Can you talk about Marcus? I know you're going to be patient with him as he works his way back onto the field, but how much can he help himself during the offseason even without taking part in some OTA?
A lot. I mean, you can't watch enough film, you know, not just on yourself, but, you know, there's plenty of film to watch on our opponents. We've done, you know, I've already talked about our division, which we've got to win more games in our division. We've done more studies on our division. There's plenty of tape to watch, plenty of self-scouting to do. And that's for everybody. That's not just our quarterback.
Critical was it for him to send a message to the other guys to be here today?
I think that's important. He's one of our leaders in that locker room. And, you know, I think when he says something, that speaks volumes. That helps. It doesn't always have to come from me.
Game tonight?
Not tonight. Thursday night for sure.